CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
The month of December has begun, and I've got to tell you, it's the festive season. It's a silly, silly Thursday. The fun is starting. With fun must come some responsibility, so please, no drinking and driving, and try to behave yourself. Try your best. I've got to tell you, really, a great show planned and a great lineup for today. We've got the guys from... Have you heard of a show called Born to Perform? It's a group of young people that come together and they're performing at the Lyric Theatre. And they are seriously some of the most talented people in this country. We're going to chat to one of the creators of Born to Perform, Matthew Miranda from Graham Watkins Project, and Josh and Robbie from the team. We'll maybe get a bit of music. That's going to happen a bit later in the show. We're going to chat to Hazel Feldman about Cirque Eloise ID, the new Cirque du Soleil show that opened in Monte Cassino last night. And of course, we've got Mrs. Producer Hazel Feldman on the show. We're going to chat to Myra Kutsadakis. They opened one of the hottest new cafes in Cape Town. You know, we do our food, baby. You know the food? Sam, people wonder who am I talking to. They think I'm just talking to someone in mid-air. Say hello.
Hi. Hello.
There is someone here. That's all the controlling and producing and sitting next to me. It doesn't like to speak on radio. Don't blush, Donnie. I've never seen a black girl blush before. It's very, and very cute, though. I noticed it. You turned into a bit of a maroon. We're going to also talk to Beyond Red about their Plus One Festival. That's why I'm happy you played that Euphonics, because they'll be performing at this festival. But it's such an interesting story. The whole festival's around love, and him and his partner, they throw some of the best events, are planning to get married. But thousands of people are coming to the wedding for a festival. And they're raising funds, and it's a proper vibe.
That sounds fabulous.
They're having a bachelorette the night before and bachelor's party. Well, it's two bachelors in this particular one. And so and that's what's happening. So we'll talk about the Plus One Festival. We'll find out all about that with Greg Lipton. And then T. Maurice, Crazy About You. You'll know that song from about 15 years ago. I did one of the first radio interviews with her. And it was wonderful to see that she's launched her new album, 9. This week, so we got her coming into studio as well. A very packed show, and I'm very happy to say it's going to be good and lots of fun. Otherwise, it is World AIDS Day, so let's keep in mind the people that have, that deal with this on an ongoing basis, this disease. And let's also keep in mind that a lot of lives have been lost. So be responsible again, and get the right medication. Go and do the things that we're supposed to do. We're going to try to get Hazel Feldman on the line, and I think we have Hazel. Yes. Hi, good day, Hazel. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. How are you guys? How are you doing?
So good to speak to you. Now, first and foremost, we call you Hey Mrs. Producer, and Annie was such a raving success and is about to open just opened in Cape Town.
It opens tonight in Cape Town, and we're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fantastic show for the holidays. It's the absolutely perfect show in Cape Town.
Well, I was so privileged to have them in studio, and such great talents. And I mean, really, I've got to tell you, Hazel, what a show. It is, in my opinion, the musical of the year. I mean, that's what I think personally. But more importantly, it was wonderful to see my brother, myself, my mother went to go and see it. I took the kids. It was one of the best shows, and I loved it. It was just superb. Yeah. So people must go and see it.
You have to keep telling me that you're not... be lying if you're telling me that you're not singing tomorrow every second minute of your time. That as you're looking at something, you start humming, it's a Hard Knock Life.
Yes.
Because that music doesn't get out of your head. It is in your head permanently. It's glorious.
It is glorious. Hazel, now, opening in Johannesburg last night, I mean, it's been a busy, busy period for Showtime. Mm-hmm. Cirque Eloise ID. Have I said that correctly?
You nearly got it right. Cirque Eloise. Try to be a bit French, darling, in the pronunciation. Cirque Eloise ID. And the reason it's Cirque Eloise, it's a French Canadian production.
Mm-hmm.
So it's out of Montreal.
And
we opened last night. Fabulous audience reaction. We're just delighted.
Breathtaking aerobatics meets street dance. Tell me all about it.
Okay. This is a show with a complete difference. It's all the brilliance and athleticism and acrobatic talent of Cirque du Soleil but for a theater, not an arena. So it's up close and personal. And more important, it's a group of kids who are, when I say kids, young people who are dressed in urban gear, they're cut off jeans and so on. So it's not that fantastical circus, so they makeup and garments. And it's got a little storyline, and that storyline's a bit of a kind of a West Side Story thing, but underground, a little edgy, with a lot of hip hop moves and spins and so on, but all balanced with some really, really incredible acrobatic and artistic moves. So the things that these guys do with their bodies and the girls do is just unbelievable. Their strength and their timing and is just brilliant.
Hazel, I mean, this is for all ages, basically.
Oh, absolutely. What we loved about it, it's literally from 5 to 105. And it's across all genders, genres, people, because it's non-verbal. It's with the music and the visual, and it's a full multimedia experience as well that is timed within the context. It is very much a family show. And what we've done, it's going to run at Monte Cassino at the Teatro through December. We've got a number of matinees. So it's really, it's the perfect, and we priced it as well, you know, very competitively. So it's the perfect place when people are looking in on a summer day or a rainy day, and that we've got to do something with the kids. You can't have the kids at home any longer. Take them to the show. It is absolutely fabulous. And get yourselves out there as well, because it's a terrific, terrific show.
And Hazel, added to that, it appeared in Cape Town from the 16th of November, a couple of weeks ago. What was the response like there?
Yeah, fantastic response. It was the first time we'd come to Cape Town with this show, the first time that Cape Town had seen it. Because we were nearly 3 years ago at Monte Cassino, which is the reason that I brought it back, is because it did so well the first time out. But this was the first time into Cape Town, and they absolutely loved it. They've never seen anything like it before. This is a show that you come out of, that you are energized and you're smiling, and it's just such a feel-good show. It really is.
I mean, the acrobatics, aerialists, a trial, yep. Barker, hip hop thing. it's absolutely brilliant.
Contortionists, jugglers, everything.
I think it sounds absolutely wonderful. It closes on the 24th, which is Christmas Eve. That is correct.
Yeah.
And of course, you can book through CompuTicket.
CompuTicket can book through CompuTicket, you know, we're running through another. So we've got a number of matinee shows, obviously the midweek evening shows and weekend evening shows as well, but we've added in some additional matinees.
Hazel, thank you for joining us. Before we say goodbye to you, you're also in for a phenomenal 2017, because we've got Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, coming. We've got...
Yes.
I mean, which I cannot wait for. And then we also got Disney on Ice. Any other surprises? Any...
No, not a surprise, but we always do Ultra. Tony does Ultra every year.
Yes, of
and
course.
That's at the end of February. And this year he's got David Guetta, and who's a big, big star.
Sure.
And,
love that.
He's got Martin Garrix. So I think that's got its appeal. And, you know, as you kind of see, you've got that, you've got Disney. Trying to get into certain niche markets where we know that there's an audience that wants this type of show.
Well, I've got to tell you something, that last year I didn't go to Ultra, and a whole bunch of people went. This year I am going to Ultra.
You're going to Ultra. Don't you
better
go to Ultra.
I've got to go. I mean, you know me, I go 5 times to Disney on Ice. I've got to do the alternative. Hazel Feldman, absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Do not miss.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All the best to you and your listeners. Thanks
good.
A lot.
Thank you so much. That's Hazel Feldman from Showtime. Cirque Eloise ID. It's happening at the Teatro. It was in Cape Town, and I think it's going to be really, really great. Don't miss it. I'm telling you now, don't miss this type of show, because it's fun. And they don't often come to South Africa. Last time it was here was 3 years ago. Always nice to speak to Mrs. Producer on the line, Hazel Feldman. And of course, that's some breaking news there. Ultra, David Guetta's coming.
Wow. That's incredible.
In studio, we'll talk to him in a small period of time, Matt Moranis from the Graham Watkins Project. But I want to talk about this wonderful, talking about Ultra and these type of festivals, because this is going to be just as interesting and just as fun. It's called Plus One Festival. And I've got Greg Lipton from Beyond Red Experiences Skyping into us. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm very well, thanks. Al, how are you this morning?
Gee whiz, it sounds clear. He sounds like you're right next to me. very, very good, Greg. And, of course, we're very excited to discuss the Plus One Festival. There you heard about David Guetta going to Ultra. It's a much bigger festival than yours. But tell us about your festival.
Well, we're creating a boutique lifestyle experience, art and music. I know you mentioned Jean and I are getting married, but it's sort of become a sidestep to the fact that we're fusing art and music in a cosmic union like never before at a beautiful estate in Franschhoek called La Paris. And we're also bringing out an international DJ Lovebirds from Berlin, so to fit in with the theme. And we've got some top international acts joining him, as well as local acts, Mikasa, Good Luck, Euphonic, The Kiffness. So we're also set up for a phenomenal festival in February.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So the thing is that, I think it's going to be just one of those great, great things. But how did it happen? I mean, it is an interesting story, because when you go through this, you on the Friday night are planning to do top DJs and kind of a bachelors and bachelorettes party, which will be quite fun for singles or for naughty people. And then you start this festival on the Saturday, but you've poured in your own personal story into the Plus One Festival.
Well, absolutely. Being in productions over the years, having opportunities to see things, going to phenomenal festivals like Rocking the Daisies and Africa Burn, kind of inspired me as a production specialist and Jean as a music and art fundi. And both our passions have come together to create this festival of love, really. It's a love for the good life. It's a love for people that are a little bit older, a little bit more mature, a little bit more sophisticated in how they plan on spending their weekends. We're in the same weekend as Valentine's Day, so we're pitching it as a festival of love, literally for people, couples, plus ones, crashes, you name it, bros, bromances, you know, the groups of girls.
I love it.
Absolutely. It's a little bit of everything, you know. We're a South African festival. We're open to everything from, you know, the left to the right.
What I do love is that you are going to have some wonderful art on display with some local South African artists. You've got gourmet food markets. You've got, of course, you said it's La Paris in Franschhoek. That is the venue. But people can glamp. If you know the word glamping.
That's exactly it.
This is the word. They're glamping opportunities. Now, I've got to tell you, I can't go and sit and deal with no water and swim in a dam. I mean, I'm not the type. You know, so I need a glamping alternative.
That's the best part, is our glamping alternative literally comes with something that's a first in South Africa. We're doing a glamping with a breakfast in a deli. You're not having breakfast in a marquee or a tent.
Sure.
There's a swimming pool for those that don't like the freshwater dam that is also available.
There is a dam.
VIP experience. So it's not a festival that has ever happened, I think, anywhere in the world before, because of the premium boutique element that we're throwing in here. It's really all our accommodation has hot water running and bathrooms, facilities. So we're really taking care of the mature party goer.
Now, tell me about what are the costs. So what are we in for? Because let's say, do I pay for the whole weekend? Do I just go for the Saturday? Is there a daily rate? If I do want the glamping option and want to sit and camp and swim in the dam, how does it work?
Literally from tickets on, you can come just for the Friday where we have the Kinky Disco team doing a little sort of bachelorette party for us, something wild and fun. And those tickets range from 400 Rand up to 900 Rand for a set of tickets. So all our tickets are sold as a couple. So there's you and your plus one, whoever you happen to be coming to crash the wedding of the century with. And the tickets range from literally 400 Rand for one day entry to 800 Rand for the Saturday, as it's our big lineup. It's also two tickets. It's a full day, literally from 6 a.m. right through to 4 a.m. with our silent disco. And then if you want to come for the weekend, you can bring your own tent. That starts as simply as that 1,400 Rand for two of you for your passes and your spot. And the most expensive at this stage is 9,500 Rand for the full weekend pass. Glamping, VIP, it even includes a 100 Rand drinking voucher. Breakfast in the day, as I mentioned, access to the VIP lounges. So we've got a diverse range of tickets, literally from 400 Rand up to 10,000.
Now, I do find this fun because silent discos are the best.
So that, secret sunrise.
So well, I must just explain to people what a silent disco is. You take a set of headphones that's got all the music in. There's no cord. You put it on your ears, and then you dance, and I could listen to Channel 1, you could listen to Channel 3, and we all just dance our own music. Seriously, it is one of the best things.
How much fun?
It is so much fun.
What a perfect way to end up a celebration.
I know, okay, that is really, a bit nuts. But I mean, seriously, if I want to listen to, like golden oldies, I can listen to golden oldies. Okay, one shouldn't be listening to golden oldies at this festival, but just in case I was going to, that's what I would do.
Al, to be honest with you, we are not necessarily targeting golden oldies, more reinvented classics. So we are targeting the older, more mature customer who does enjoy some songs that they really know and can connect with. So our old school...
I was talking to David Guetta from 4 years ago. That's a golden oldie. tell me something, Greg. A couple of things. So just to remind people, you got Euphonics, you got Mikasa, you got Good Luck, you got the Kiffness. You got the Lovebirds from Germany. They're flying in. You bring them out for it. How do we book for it?
First time in South Africa, which is quite exciting for him and for us.
Brilliant. How do we book for it?
You go to www.plus1festival.com and you just scroll through, have a look around at our website. Otherwise, you can go to New Tickets as well. And if you buy now, there's a variety of tickets on Early Bird Special until Christmas.
I love it. Greg Lipton, more importantly, I can't, on a personal note, I can't wait to be there for this wedding. Are all 4,000 or 10,000 people invited to your wedding? Is that the thing?
No.
Oh, is that private? Okay.
Thankfully, La Prairie has a vast expanse of beautiful manicured lawns, and our wedding is going to take place separately to everything else. But our celebration is going to involve the thousands of people that join us.
Out there. Now, I'm going to leave this on one more note, if you don't mind. Is that let's keep the Duomini or the religious spiritual leader or the commissioner oath around. People might fall in love and want to get married. Let's do that. Keep the person there.
A wedding for the day. And if you happen to want to get married too, there's packages.
Get married.
And options, so we're opening that up to everyone.
We just open up more options. This sounds
absolutely.
Like so much
this
fun.
This is a colorful Africa. We need options.
Okay, I love it. I love it. Greg Lipton, it's the Plus One Festival happening the Valentine's weekend in February, around there. And of course,
17th to 19th
of February. It's going to be a great festival. It's going to be lots of fun. This is the time for festivals. And summer is the nicest time. There's no rain in the Western Cape. It's beautiful and it's hot, actually. It's going to be divine. I'll be diving in the dam. Work it out. And don't
forget,
www.plusonefestival.com. www.plusonefestival.com. And look at those options. Greg Lipton, thank you for joining us from Beyond
Thank
the Experiences.
Thank you, Al. Very much appreciated.
That's great. That sounds like fun. I mean, swimming in dams and doing weird things. I don't know. There could be hot people there. You never know what you're going to get. This is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous. My name is Alan Ford on cliffcentral.com. It's really good to be with you. Yes, Gareth wasn't in this morning, but we got the wonderful Cliffmas Carols coming. Cliffmas Carols.
Sounds awesome.
I'm singing with Timothy Maloya. Yes, I can sing. And the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Wow.
So that... Maybe we need to get the Graham Watkins Project involved or born to perform. We'll talk about it afterwards. But I've got to tell you, I was in the Western Cape, and Cape Town's buzzing at the moment. I'm not saying the rest of the country isn't, but really, Cape Town is on top form. And I've been to their stores here in Johannesburg and in Pretoria, the Life Grand Cafes, but I went to the opening of their brand new cafe at the V&A Waterfront. Myra Kutsudakis has been awarded so many awards in her lifetime, not only as a designer, but as a style icon and many other awards. But this is one of the things that they do. They create magical food. They are Greeks. And they opened it. I was invited to come and taste the food. I was the first person to come and take one of the first few people to taste all this beautiful food. It's in an old heritage building in the V&A Waterfront. I think it was the old post office back in the early 20th century. And it's called Grand Life Cafe. Welcome, Myra Kutsudakis, to the show. Myra.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
There you are. The food was superb, my love. It's like Greek on heat.
Well, it's all about our heritage, South African, Mediterranean, wherever we've all come from. So it's a bit of all of that.
First and foremost, for people that haven't experienced the Grand Life Cafe brand, tell us about the ethos behind it and the whole idea behind your cafe.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's funny. I mean, even though we were established in 1999 and we're kind of going through like, 16-year-old teenage years, we are quite new to the Western Cape, for example. So some people who might not have been to our other 7 stores in, in other parts of South Africa won't know of Life Grand Cafe. But what it is it's very much it's all the things in life. So it's good food. It's like really, kind of attentive, ambient interiors. It's like, delicious cocktails, just a fantastic experience of life. You know what I mean? It's life is all these things, it's the ups and downs, busy quick fixes, it's time together. So they're basically, the provenance of the area that we're from. So say for instance, this one now in Cape Town it's got Cape provenance. And Cape produce, but prepared with a Mediterranean flavor. So it's that, and then obviously always in a very, very beautiful environment.
And it is beautiful.
So that's what our latest baby's like.
Sure. It is so beautiful on a number of different levels. Firstly, the heritage building is exceptional. I love the design, the color, the way that you've put this all together. It's comfortable. It feels casual. It also can be smart, but in so many ways, it's just it feels like you're walking into a Greek environment, into a home, into that Mediterranean space.
It does. It's funny. I mean, the Greek thing, I think, is something we don't really play on too much. Mm. It's more like because we're in this gorgeous 1902 heritage building, it was commissioned by Queen Victoria, and she got her son, Alfred, to actually build it as the first, it was the post office, but it was also like, it's been like reviving travelers and locals and everyone for like, 100-odd years. So we did a quite a big excavation project where we pulled back the layers, stripped it back to its beautiful bones, but it's also right on the ocean front. So you've got seagulls, you've got yachts cruising up and down, you've got a lot of parties on boats. And so it's got, it's in the thriving, kind of throbbing, feeling of the city, of the V&A waterfront. Yet it's a park because it's in a double-story standalone heritage building. Mm. And so then if you start with that, you know how it is. I mean, you start with beautiful bones. It kind of lends itself to just taking quite a light hand. So it has quite a resort retreat feel to it. Mm. And then on the upper rooms are, as you say, a little bit more smart. So there's casual moments. There's more kind of dressed up moments. As it's all part of life, there's high, low, formal, informal, all of those things.
You say that interesting because it is like you're sitting in the Seychelles on a harbour, or like it's St. Helena. Mm. And there is that feeling to it. The food is exceptional. Yes. We tasted everything from chicken espetadas right through to the beautiful sushi, the new fusion food that you're doing. Tell us some of your specialised dishes.
Mm. Well, obviously, we open in summer, so it's a whole celebration of summer. We've got this gorgeous thing called the Summer Cruise Bowl, which is like beautiful, it's kind of salmon with kimchi. The colors are like edible, do you know what I mean? Mm. Also, the flavors are lovely. And we've got things like, kimchi, sriracha, tahini okay. So it definitely has a Mediterranean feel. And the flavors of the Levant region as well. But it is, it's really about food that makes, food you want to leave home for, food you feel at home with. So it's what people want and what
lovely.
We know we enjoy eating, but with a little twist, So it's that. And we've got a beautiful wood burning oven. So there's that gorgeous, 7-hour roast lamb, or there's that pot, gorgeous pork belly and allspice. So, you've got kind of your very slow food, and then you've also got your very fast food, beautiful kind of burrata pizzas, just, with torn basil, very fresh and summery. Mm. Delicious seafood from our crudo bar, so you can actually, get a whole fish ceviche for you in front of you. So
sure.
It's basically, it's all the things you want to eat, but like just prepared with a little bit more force and presentation and a bit of love.
And a lot of love. Well, I must congratulate you. I know that you opened yesterday. The food is exceptional. Across the board, all your different restaurants are exceptional. But I've got to tell you, for me, not because it's new, but because of the position that it's situated, I think this is going to be one of the most special ones.
From your mouth to God's ear. Thank you so much, Alan. And I must say, you know, coming in as as Joburg is into Cape Town, this is a 5-year dream we've been working on. And people have been so amazingly receptive, and it's just, everyone's just been so kind and so like, you know, Cape Town needed this. And I feel the great responsibility of taking, you know, what is an iconic landmark of the Cape, and treating it with the kind of, affording it the respect and the dignity that this gorgeous building deserves, but also that sense of cheeky fun, you know, that we know everyone enjoys. So 1 December, beginning of season, beginning of our baby, it's our official birthday today. Yeah. I just feel so happy and optimistic and, you know, just can't wait to invite the Capetonians and all the international travelers.
All the international travelers. That's what I'm saying. People are going to walk in and have eaten all over the best restaurants in the world, and they go, oh my goodness, they do it here as well. That's important.
Yeah.
And
Cape Town is on the list. I mean, it's considered the top city in the world for food and bars. So I think, you know, we're in stiff competition and we're cognizant of that. But also I think there's so much incredible local talent. And because we become known as foodie destinations, it's important that we kind of keep that, keep that spirit alive. But this is just our Life Grand Cafe take on it. You know?
Well, absolutely magical. It opened in the V&A waterfront. It's called the Life Grand Cafe.
Life Grand Cafe.
And Mario Kutsadakis, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan, always. I can't wait to have you here again.
Be good, because this is the space to be. I love it. And I love food. I can't lie. It's good to be heavy with us. Thanks. That's Mario Kutsadakis from the Life Grand Cafe. It is such a spot in Cape Town. Oh, I tell you, the food is good. Lord have mercy. Very, very good. So talking about more magical things and entertaining things happening, as you know, this is what the show is about. Start the 10th of December at the Lyric Theatre.
Yes.
Now, you see, Christmas carols are on the 11th at the Lyric Theatre.
So when you get the Lyric, we can just have the kids sleep over.
Everyone just sleep over and then they can just sing with us. That's exactly
fantastic.
What we want. But it's born to perform, and I know this is the strategy that your group and that your workshopping and that your wife's drama school works towards throughout the year.
Yeah.
And it's about taking young South African talent, I think generally all under the age of 18 or 18 and under around
there.
Yeah,
about that.
And putting them on a stage, but top class.
Top class, yeah.
Top class.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's not like happy birthday, none of those little, kiddies pageants, nothing like that. This is the real top class thing. In studio to talk about Born to Perform happening at the Lyric is Matt Moranis. Matt, in his own right, is a producer, is a director, is also part of a phenomenal band called the Graham Watkins Project. He's not Graham Watkins, but he's like with them.
I'm the project.
You're the project. Yeah, you're the project. Correct. And joining us in studio, Josh Moreira and Robbie van den Steen, who are performing in Born to Perform. Matt, what is Born to Perform?
Born to Perform is a platform created for the most talented youngsters in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And it's a very exciting time for us at the moment because thanks to people like yourselves for getting the word out there, Born to Perform, the brand's getting out there, and it's attracting like what we seem to think is the most talented kids in the country all under the same roof.
It's a drama/dance/music school.
StageWorks is our little school that we run, but the Born to Perform platform spreads far beyond that. So we're having two people flying up from Durban, one from Cape Town. So that's really the goal of it moving forward, to be an all-inclusive of the most talented kids in the whole country.
Last year we saw quite a few songs on the DSTV platform, Mnet in particular, with the music videos with lots of kids singing, if you can remember that.
Yeah.
That was the Born to Perform crew.
Correct.
Are,
yeah.
Are you doing it again this year? Are you back?
Oh, we had something similar this year. Mm-hmm. Our whole goal is also to team up our youngsters with the industry professionals. Mm. So we've actually just got out of studio with Swing City. They recorded a new version of Silent Night.
Okay.
The Born to Perform choir.
All
so
right.
Both of them were there. And so that's going to be showing over the Christmas period now, within the next 2 weeks.
We've got to get you involved in the Clifmas carols.
Oh, please.
I know you. Can you pull something off for me?
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, I'm counting you in.
They
for that
can.
One.
It's not me. The kids can sing.
Good. Well, but you got to put the people together. You got to make all the logistics.
Sure.
Get a hold of the mothers and sort out stuff.
Yeah.
You know how it works. Born to Perform. Josh and Robbie, welcome to the studio, boys.
Thanks,
how's it going?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your dream. This is making things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved?
Well,
let's get that microphone closer to you.
Well, we got together. Well, I just started this year with Born to Perform, mm-hmm. and Josh came last year.
No, when I was in grade 5, mm-hmm. I started private lessons because, like, I wanted mm-hmm. to yeah. do, I wanted to do what they were teaching, and then I sort of also started the group classes the next year, and I was like, oh, I really like this, so we did this TikTok boom.
TikTok boom. Okay.
Yeah, what you can laugh.
No, I'm not laughing.
We've come a long way.
What is TikTok boom? I'm diving in dams. You're going to be laughing.
And then last year was the first Born to Perform, which mm-hmm. was incredible. Like, I sang with Daniel Barron last year.
Okay.
And then this year, they managed to pull off singing with Ard Matthews.
Okay.
So,
are you going to be performing with Art?
Via video link. But I must just say that. So,
okay, that's really cool.
That he invited Josh down to go workshop the song down in Sea Point at his own place. So they've really worked it all out, and we've done the video link already, so just waiting for the performance. And Robbie, he came in this year to do the audition for us. Mm-hmm. He blew us away. He's the most mad swing singer you'll ever see.
Really?
That's why he's always got his hat around. That's his thing.
I like it. Okay. What we're going to do is, we need some music on the show. What do you think? All right. So are we going to sing together? I see you brought the guitar. What are you planning to do for me?
Well, I'm going to actually sing the song I'm singing with Odd.
Okay, cool.
So,
and then are you going to sing something for us as well?
I don't know.
I'm going to make you. You know, so get prepared. Start in your head, getting it ready. So Josh, so you and Odd is going to be Skyping in on a video link.
Mm,
okay,
yes.
From Cape Town. You're going to be sitting in the Lyric Theatre, and you're going to play the guitar and sing
yep.
with him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as they say, what is the song called?
Shallow Waters.
Oh, hello.
His own song.
Yeah.
It
is so cool to have to infuse the older talent with this young raw talent, and it's nice to put people together.
Absolutely, but he's clever. They're auditioning with Shallow Waters. That's what he came with his audition video, and obviously that just sparked all the ideas to get in contact with Art. And he at a drop of a hat, he said, "Come out to Cape Town and do this."
Josh Moreira, with Shallow Waters.
There
you go. Let's prepare all the microphones. You see, this is a lot of gig in the studio. Okay. Okay, here we go.
I don't know why there's something that's not right with my soul. I have no goal. I have no goal. Leaving shallow waters, I'm leaving all my dreams of you. I can't go on. I want to run away. I think I'll go today. Tomorrow won't help me at all. you won't help me at all. There's something I told you and you don't know. That is true. Oh, that is true now. I'm leaving shallow waters. I'm leaving all my dreams of you. Can't go on. I want to run away.
The whole audience in the world is busy Cape Music Land. Well done. Phenomenal. Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Sure.
And so Art's going to sing it with you. It's yeah. Magical stuff. Cliff Central's, you're involved. You come into the Clifton Scales, all of you people. We'll be rehearsing after this one. You also can sing.
Yeah.
Come on, stand up. You got a crooner for me. Come on. Come on, Robbie. If I understand, that was Josh Moreira at Shallow Waters. Well done, Josh. That was excellent. Born to Perform is coming soon. You're listening to CliffCentral.com, and let's you don't have to sing the whole song. You can just sing. Give me a little something.
Should I sing from the Born to Perform song?
Yes, go for the Born to Perform. Yes.
Well, it's a duet of three that we're singing called "Name in Light" by the Boy of Oz.
Okay.
Well, I'll be singing the first verse, I guess.
So do the first verse. That's great.
I'll dance and I'll sing, I'll do anything, just scam naming lights. I've gotta try and hit the heights now that I'm free as a breeze again. I'll name a niece again.
That is great, brilliant. Well done. But listen, you didn't have music backup, but that's really cool. But we've got to come and see you in the show. That's what we've got to do. Thank you for joining us, Matt. Tell me about Born to Perform. How do people book? How does it work? How does it all work?
Okay, so there's two shows on the 10th of December at 2 o'clock and 7:30. You can book at CompuTicket, that's all the info that you guys need.
I mean, isn't it wonderful to work with this young talent?
It's absolutely awesome, man. It's really, really awesome. When I say when we have our dress rehearsals and we've got what I think is 100 of the most talented kids in the country all under one roof, it's so exciting and it's inspiring. It makes all the hard work worth it.
So you're really doing the Born to Perform. We need you to come up with something for our event.
No problem.
You're doing it, eh?
Absolutely.
Graham Watkins, people, you peeps are doing it.
Yes.
Matt Moranis, Graham Watkins Project and the team, Born to Perform, please go and see the show.
Thank you.
Really, really... I saw you... was it Night of the... what was it? Did we see...
Night of the Stars? Yeah.
Night of the Stars earlier this year, and that blew me away. So I got a family wedding on the 10th. I can't be there.
Oh.
It's killing me.
Catch the DVD.
Is there a DVD?
There will be.
Okay, good. Thank you for joining me, and of course, Born to Perform, that's happening. This is CliffCentral.com, and it's really so good to be with you. My name is Alan Ford, and this is The Unview, and where we talk entertainment, where we talk food, where we talk fashion, where we talk about circuses, we talk about music shows, we talk about top musicians. Now, I had the privilege, I had the great honor some years ago to interview someone that I thought was exceptional. And she had, at that stage, come up with, written a song called Crazy About You. It was number one on the charts. And I remember her saying that she had got a record deal in America. And she walked into the studio. She was one of the most beautiful, I think that was my first interview it was your first interview that you did on radio. And the song was called Crazy About You. I'm going to play it for you because it's... Do you remember this?
The silhouette of you watching over me. And when I closed my eyes, I knew it would be you there for me till eternity.
To do.
T. Maurice.
Hi.
Firstly, I hadn't seen you for years. I thought you were sitting in America.
Wouldn't that have been the dream?
You were 16, 17 years old when this came out. How old are you?
Yeah. I was 17.
I remember, that's 14 years ago. Can you believe that?
I still have to pinch myself, yeah.
that is crazy.
It's a long time
ago. And thank you for joining me then, and thank you for joining me now, because you have just launched your new album to the market. I know that you debut on air tomorrow.
Yes, that's right.
So we can't play the song because there's certain agreements in play. But I'm very honored to have you as one of the first interviews on the new album.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
It's so great. 14 years later. Look at you, T. Maurice.
Thank you.
That was the top song back in that day. And this is the new album. Yes. What is the number one song here? My Body's Craving. No, that was from My Body's Craving.
Yes, that's My Body's Crying. Crazy About You was the debut single off that album. The debut single off Nine is Nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what, explain Nine.
The album or the song?
Both. Well, no, okay. Let's go to the song. It's called Nine.
The song is called Nine. It's the title track of the album.
It's not for nothing German, like Nine.
No. Sorry. And it's not Catonian either.
Okay. Oh, no. Ooh, you're clever there.
No, it's a song based on relationship dynamics. Mm-hmm. You know, when two people no longer want to be together, just be honest and be straightforward with one another and just say, listen, this is not working out. And that's really what the song's about. It's a mix of pop, R&B, trap, and I do a little bit of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I've delved into a little bit of rap in the song, and yeah, that's what it's about.
The interesting thing is when you look at music and look, I mean, 14 years ago, music was very different.
Yes.
Or was it?
I think things evolve, and music certainly does. I find that the trends that are happening now is a lot of people are drawn to hip hop music, and hip hop has become a subculture of pop music. Mm. It's become so popular that you could actually put it in the pop genre. Mm. You know, in the past, I think hip hop was always seen as a taboo genre. People were always cussing, and a lot of adults who had children didn't want their kids listening to hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that it's evolved, and so much so that I've even included it in my album.
but this is 15 years ago.
Yes.
Your life has evolved.
Yes.
Dramatically.
Yes, it has.
Where have you been?
What happened was, Alan, when I went to New York, my dreams were set out for me. I was 18 years old.
I remember.
It seemed like my future was planned. I was living in the States. I had recorded my album. Mm-hmm. Upon returning to South Africa, the record label that I was signed to went belly up. Warner Brothers liquidated them. Mm-hmm. And that was literally an abrupt end to what I thought was going to be the rest of my life.
Mm.
With that came a heavy, heavy dose of reality. I slipped into a major depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave up on music. I decided I'm not going to do the T. Maurice thing anymore.
Really?
I stepped into the background. I did sessions and started singing backing vocals. I could not step back into the shoes of T. Maurice. It was too painful. And since then, it's taken 9 years, which is why the album's called Nine.
Okay.
It's taken 9 years for me to pick up the pieces and literally just boost my confidence again to say, you know what, it's not the end of the world. There are still people who are calling for your music and asking for your music. Mm. Let's do this thing again.
And that's a very interesting story because we're seeing more and more of it with reality shows.
Yes.
That people, it's almost selling a false sense of hope.
Yes, absolutely.
I think what happens is,
which is very dangerous, you know that. It's a very dangerous thing.
What happens is, you know, as a young up-and-coming artist back then, nobody actually warns you about the failures. They don't warn you about what could go wrong. Mm. You know, everyone's always hyping you up and making you believe that you're going to be the superstar and that things are going to work out. And when it doesn't, there's no one there to help you boost your confidence again.
Or emotionally deal with that and pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
Interesting thing is that if I look at where your career started.
Yes.
It started perhaps a year before Idols. Hans won the first Idols.
That's right, 2002.
Yeah, and it was also the year before Coca-Cola Pop Stars 101. We hadn't seen.
Yes.
I mean, I think SABC had that, the show that you were in. The
Shall Road to Fame?
Shall Road to Fame.
Yes.
But we didn't have the massive Idols.
That's correct.
And so we didn't know what was going to come into the music industry. Mm. This flood of people that basically, you know, are all trying to fight for a spot to do their art, to make their money and to obviously perform and or hit the number one and become famous with it, because that's just part of it. So, I mean, you started before that, and then all of a sudden, you know, we saw this, it was the Idols, it was the Pop Stars, now it's The Voice, now it's this, it's that one. Looking back on it, I mean, if maybe that wasn't all around, it could have also changed quite a bit. Quite a few things within your own career. But that being said, was that the talent was always there.
Yes.
You just didn't, you gave up on it because you were very disappointed.
Yes. I was disappointed. I basically felt like the dream that I had of being an international superstar was not going to happen. Mm. So why bother trying? And what brought me out of it was having two children. Waking up one morning, I was watching them. They were busy playing and getting ready for school. And I thought to myself, it was strange. It was almost like an epiphany just hit me. I had this thought that was like, why would you give up on something that, firstly, God has given you as a talent? Mm-hmm. But secondly, when my kids grow up one day, how am I going to explain to them that I gave up on the dreams that I had? Mm-hmm. And what excuse would I have to give them? And I thought, you know, if they came to me one day and said, Mom, you know, I'm not going to try. I'm not going to bother. Why should I? Because you didn't. I would have to be then the reason that my kids would fail. And that just did not sit well with me.
And that is interesting.
Yeah.
So I thought Tima Reese is sitting in America, maybe living on a yacht. No, wasn't happening. You know,
not yet.
No, not yet. And but true.
Yes.
And I'm happy that you had that epiphany, that at least you had the thought pattern that your kids and yourself.
Yeah.
You could set that example.
Yeah.
Because dreaming is good.
Absolutely. And if your dream doesn't scare you, it's not big enough.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't completely get to that point, there's a reason it existed.
Absolutely.
In your space.
And at least try.
Yes. And you take that song, Crazy About You. I mean, if you go back those years ago, it was a number one hit on all the billboards. You know, and you'd experienced that. Did you perform? You were performing in concerts. I'm sure you were very busy at that time.
I was, yes.
Miss SAs and all those type of things, you know. So, but the things, you can't lose the dream because you've got that talent.
Absolutely.
And it's like sometimes it's very interesting. You see a guitar, a beautiful guitar that, let's say, Jimi Hendrix played, and it's sitting on a wall. And there's something that's to be said that guitar, soul's not being used. It's the same with your voice.
Absolutely.
So even if you're singing in the church, or you're doing, you know, it's, or you sing in the, but use it. It is a gift.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's something that has to be said. You married Kurt Herman. Now this is interesting. So you talk about the kids, and so Kurt at the exact similar stage.
Yes.
So we had Hans,
Winkler
winning Idols. Then we had Duty Maurice as the one of the young top stars in South Africa.
Yes.
Danny Kaye was doing Hurt So Bad-ish those days.
Yes.
Maybe it was a year earlier. And then you had the Coca-Cola Pop Stars, which I went on the road with, with Kurt Herman, which was a part of the group called 101.
That's right.
And you ended up hooking up, getting married, having two kids. How did that happen?
What happened was he happened to be at the studio that I recorded my album at, and the producer, George Vardis, called me, and he's like, listen, I know you have like a thing for this group 101. You'll never guess who's in studio. And I was like, who's in studio? And he's like, Kurt Herman. I freaked out. I immediately rushed off to the studio to meet him. Believe it or not, that day was the first day of the rest of our lives. We actually have been together since the day we met.
And how many years ago is that?
14.
14, that's a long time. I'm telling you, I was on the road with Coca-Cola Pop Stars.
Yeah, 14 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, it was Kurt, it was Pam Andrews, it was
Aaron Sampson.
Aaron Sampson and, yeah. and all the peeps.
Toomey Preston, yeah.
Yes, and Clifford Cooper was involved with putting that.
That's right, that's right.
Doing the music. Music, yeah. Music director at the time. So did he help you get, because now he's also not a, but also an aspiring performer.
He is.
And I mean, he was successful. 101 yes. was huge.
Yes, it was. It was right. very successful.
Very. SABC 1, SABC 3, and then it went to SABC 1. It was huge.
Yes, it was. Kurt still performs, but his main point of reference now is production. He is a phenomenal producer. He produced the album 9.
Oh great,
so,
really?
Yeah, okay. yeah, he's absolutely phenomenal. Him and Llewellyn George, who's the co-producer of the album and arranger, they've done such a superb job. I think that Kurt is probably one of the most underrated producers in the country, but I'm hoping that's going to change with 9.
How difficult was it for him to see you giving up on your dreams and he wasn't? Or how did it work? How did that die? Also, it does help to say, okay,
yes.
I am pregnant.
Yes.
I am having babies.
Yes.
I don't want to be a bit of a mom. It does help. And it kind of distracts
yes.
from the dream.
Yes.
But it must have been quite difficult for him.
He would not have it.
Okay. Oh, really?
He would not have it. There was no way that Kurt would allow me to give up. He was actually the reason, him and my parents and my family, and of course the fans, they were the reason that I continued singing. He would not have it. He said to me, get out of the slum that you're in. I'm here. I'm going to help you. And together we're going to overcome this thing.
And it was a 9-year slum.
It was a 9-year slum.
Probably in the 10th year now because you've had to record this album.
Absolutely.
But it's 10 years of 9 years of depression.
Yes. Absolutely. And you know, a lot of people don't believe that depression can stop you from your purpose.
Mm.
It absolutely can. But with the support of people who love you and people who believe in you, you can absolutely get out of it. And that's exactly what he did.
So the album launched this week. It's called 9. It's mm-hmm. T. Maurice. And I know that you can't play the song because they're all the licensing laws and rules,
yes,
and it only happens tomorrow. But you can sing a little bit.
I can.
Listen, I made everybody else sing in studio. We're going to make you sing in studio.
That's okay. What would you like me to sing?
What are you going to... No, you're going to sing something from the album.
Okay.
Do you want to sing that?
Let me sing a song that I wrote for my kids.
Okay. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Be Right Here.
Okay.
And it's basically a message to my boys telling them that no matter what they're going through, Mommy will always be right here.
And this is T. Maurice, and this is Be Right Here from the album 9.
When you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, when the dreams that you follow seem so out of reach, you know why, I'll be right here. So don't feel you're on your own. I will still be here. When the night has been too long, you can count on me. You don't have to be strong, 'cause there's nothing I won't do. I'll be right here for you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I've got Tim Maurice singing for me. I've got Josh Moran singing for us. We've got Robbie Van den Steen singing for me. I mean, this is... I just need Matt Moranis to sing. We might as well just get it all. Interesting enough, and not even connected, you didn't expect to see each other, but Matt
absolutely
produced the EPK and your music video.
And my music video, yes. A super, super talented videographer, super talented director. I could not have done this without you, Matt.
So, I mean, all interconnected, and they didn't, you know, they would be meeting each other sitting here.
It's destiny.
It is destiny, and it is. I'm happy that you pulled yourself towards yourself.
Thank you.
It's quite a heavy statement, but sometimes you've got
to... That's exactly what I had to do.
It sounds rude. You've got to take your head out your ass.
Yeah.
You've got to pull yourself together,
yeah,
and you've got to say, listen, there's a bigger purpose.
Absolutely.
And a bigger purpose is to... And it is, and I think there is a warning, and we spoke about Born to Perform, and there are hundreds of young people that want to do this. It's not for the faint-hearted.
It is not.
It's not
it
for
is
sissies.
Not. Okay. I think if there's one thing I can say to the young performers out there is do your research, guys. Go out there, get as much information as you can. Go and study. Go and learn about the business of music. Mm. Because music is not just about singing.
Mm. I wish
there is a business to it.
People really have to stop thinking that you just walk on the stage and all of a sudden you have you're Justin Bieber.
Absolutely.
Even if you're Justin Bieber, it's a hell of a lot of work.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of pressure. There's lots of things that come with it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dynamic to it. And then you often just chasing it.
Yes.
Because you hit, you know, your album one is number one, album two is number two. And then all of a sudden there's a new hit, a new act.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are chasing that dream constantly.
Absolutely.
And that is the difficult part of it. So, but the dream is meant to be chased.
Absolutely.
And the talent is meant to be used.
Yes.
I think that is the ultimate. Timorese, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me.
I look forward to send my regards to Kurt. And we'd love to get you guys back in. Maybe we'll get you to sing. Maybe for Valentine's Day, we'll get all the lovers to come and sing a song. Matt and Gemma from Board to Perform. We'll get Kurt and Tima to come and sing songs. I at the moment, it's quite single, so I'll be singing by myself. So I can go, I love you.
Don't worry.
No, I can harmonize within myself. It's not bad. So thank you so much for joining me. The album 9, it's released tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's great to have you with us. And again, 14 years later, what a pleasure.
Thank you.
I love
such
it.
Such an honor.
things happen in circles. It's very cool. This has been The Unview. It's really been good being with you. Don't forget you can download the podcast if you come in a bit late. I'll send you all those details there on the website at cliffcentral.com. Please get to the Cliffmas Carols. It's going to be such a joy. Timothy Malloy, the Soweto Gospel Choir. We've got the Born to Performers and Graham Watkins guys. They're going to come now. They've just agreed to it. It's now public, so it's done. We've got other people like Proverb is there. And we've got Gareth. We're going to make Gareth do something. Gareth doesn't know that we're doing it yet. I'm gonna force him to do it. Even I'm embarrassing him on stage and do it. Gareth's got a beautiful voice. We sang the prayer at Nkosi Johnson's funeral. I think we can hold it.
Okay.
But we're not saying we're the best, but we're quite not bad. So we'll do all of that. This has been The Unview, and it's really good to be with you. Don't forget, we're back next week. Lots of interesting things happening then, and thank you for joining me. Say bye. Okay, that's it. Bye. And and be well.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
This is the sound of my 4-year-old, Emily, coming home after spending 3 months at the Red Cross Children's Hospital. She had multiple heart surgeries that finally gave her a second chance at childhood. And although she had the most amazing hospital family of nurses and doctors, she is now back home, where she belongs. We've never been happier.
When you donate at childrenshospitaltrust.org, your gift is precious. You give back childhood.
This is cliffcentral.com.